By politician, Ben knew, Vistara meant Sith. Cameron Suldar, chair of the Galactic Alliance Senate, was actually High Lord Ivar Warkon of the Lost Tribe of the Sith. Ben and Vistara were there to set him up for a surprise attack. They had to be inside the office before the battle began, holding the High Lord's attention so he wouldn't sense the rest of the Skywalker team coming to capture or kill him. Ben didn't like being part of what would probably end up being a targeted killing. But there was a war underway, and he and his fellow team members were commandos sent to destroy the enemy's command and control structure. If they could do it quickly and quietly enough, the Sith invaders would be leaderless before they realized they were under attack. And that would save thousands of civilian lives, perhaps hundreds of thousands, by preventing the fight from spilling over into the general population. The Whirlwood panel swung open again, and the red-caped guard emerged. He was followed by a stunning redhead with the striking features of a Holonet star and the calculating eyes of a seasoned political operative. She crossed the closet in a few quick steps and took the envelope from Vistara's tray.
"My dear friend Cameron," the woman read dryly.
She returned the envelope to the tray, then looked to the float pallet.
"What's all this?"
"A Kefasho steamer,"
Vistara said. She leaned closer and spoke in a confiding tone.
"Senator Wool has observed that Senator Suldar has a certain fondness for the drink, and he thought Senator Suldar might enjoy having a steamer of his own."
The redhead studied the gift for a moment, then turned to the guard.
"Has the package been screened?"
The guard sneered, obviously offended.
"Of course. Them too."
"There's no need for your concern,"
Vistara assured the redhead.
"I have the impression that Senator Wool is looking for a graceful way to capitulate."
The woman considered this for a moment, then looked to Ben.
"And what about you, Twi'lek?" she asked. "Do you have the same impression?"
Ben nodded.
"It's definitely a Kefasho steamer," he replied. "We were instructed to set it up and teach Senator Suldar's staff how to use it."
The redhead narrowed her eyes, then suddenly turned toward the back of the closet.
"Very well," she said. "The senator will see you now."
"Thank you,"
Vistara replied. She looked over at Ben and cocked her brow, then followed the redhead into the secret passage.
"I can't tell you how excited I am to be meeting the senator in person,"